Hello, and welcome to Tracker.com, a world leader in vehicle routing and route optimization. The purpose of this video is to show some of the features and the use of Tracker.com. In this video, you will see how to enter your vehicle or many vehicles, enter and import your stops, then optimize your route. Let's begin by clicking on the Routing tab. Now let's create a vehicle. Each and every vehicle has a start address and an optional finish address. Vehicle start and finish addresses are used to best optimize the route. A route will always start using the vehicle's start address and come to an end at the vehicle's finish address. This will generate the best possible route. To create a vehicle, you'll want to click the New in the top left column under Vehicles. The first thing you'll want to do is name your vehicle. For the purpose of this example, I'm naming it North Carolina because that is where the route will be located. The street address is 1301 Cartwright Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27406. We can copy the information from the left into the right as well. And as you can see, there are additional information you can put in, such as email, phone, max stops, max weight, fuel cost, max hours. Be sure to save before moving on. Now on the map, you can see the vehicle and edit it, create a new one, or delete the one we just made. Now let's add some stops. You can do this manually by clicking on New in the orange column, or you can import from an Excel file or a text file. This page shows you the correct formatting for importing your list from Excel spreadsheet. For basic users, use a simple page format located here. For advanced users, click on More Options on the left. Now you can see the stops listed in the orange column below. You can also edit them, or delete them, or create a new one altogether. By clicking on stops, you can go into a zoomed in map showing all the stops fairly close together. By putting your mouse over the red pins, you can see the name of the stop, the address, edit, create, or delete the stop. Before moving on, be sure to check directions, maps, or stop info to include that in your route. The slider below Build Route allows the website more time to calculate a route. For bigger routes, you should have that moved up to 10 to 15. Now that the route is done, you can click on the blue arrow next to the vehicle name and see all the stops in optimized order. This will be very useful for editing later on. On the map, you can see orange circles with numbers in it indicating the correct order for the route. The next thing you want to do is click Get Directions. The Get Direction page gives you turn-by-turn directions with accurate distances and estimated time of arrival. You can print this page, as well as save it using a number of different file types. You can also email this as any type of file. You can easily scroll through the pages by clicking on the blue arrows. The last page will give you a total distance and a total time estimated. Now, if we click on the route view, you can see a blue line connecting all of the stops on the map. By clicking on the blue arrow next to the vehicle, you can see the optimized order as well. For editing the order to your liking, you can click on one of the stops and move it up or down the list. 8 and 7 will now be switched. The blue line will disappear. If you click on Get Directions, it will re-update the directions. Now if you click on Route View, the blue line will show showing the different route. If you realize that maybe one of the addresses is incorrect or too far down the street, you can also move the pin to your liking. For example, 8 too far down the street. We're going to move it up closer to 7. Now, if we click at directions, it will update the directions. And by clicking Route View afterwards, it will also update the blue line on the route. This can be very useful for editing any routes to your need. Now that you have a complete route, you can also save this by clicking on the Save Route button, load it after you saved it, clear it, print it, or share it if you have any other users using your account. For those who do not need directions, you can click on Grid View. This will give you a list of just the addresses in the correct order. To expand it, click on the plus to show the directions. You can export this as a PDF file, Excel file, rich text file, or a CSV file. You can also print this to your liking. After watching this video, you should now be able to import vehicles, stops, and build a successful route. If you still have questions, feel free to call or email us. Our number is on the top right-hand side of the page, and we always have someone at the phone ready to help you. Thank you for choosing Tracker.com.